Go Loud.
Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episodes. And it's just a bit of extra us for the week.
Extra spice, as
extra spice, yeah. As I've got. This week's episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies. Pennies have got you covered this winter season, whether you're searching for the perfect Christmas jumper for a family dinner or glitz and sparkle for a glam night out. They have got you covered with literally everything.
Step into Christmas nights out with sparkly two pieces, must-have dresses, footwear and accessories to match all occasions. They have it all. Did you see the full suit of your outfit that you wore for the live show?
No.
They have a pant version.
So the top was the little blazer and then
wine sparkly one, and they have pants for it.
Oh my God.
Stunning. It's really, really nice.
I'll be burgundy sequin.
Yes, I love it.
I love it. I'm also going to go in today and get my Christmas decorations.
Cute.
And Christmas bed sheets.
You have to get the Christmas glasses and the hats and all and just dress down up while you're doing the tree. Like they have Santa, like Christmas tree glasses.
No. We're literally like two elves.
Yeah, the two elves.
I'm more elf in my life.
You have to.
Including the Rita Ora collection as well, they have in store that Ali was saying about the two piece sequin suits. Mm-hmm. They have luxe fabric, satin finishes, lace, fur, and the colour of the season, burgundy. Head to Penny's today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials. So, rant of the week, we had to give out about something that's been annoying us. We actually couldn't quite think of something.
We're being less moany as the weeks go on.
I feel like I didn't do enough this week to, like, isn't it outside of my house to be annoyed and stuff.
Yeah.
But we were talking to Ed and Dara and they said when people are like sauntering down the street.
Oh, I like that word.
Saunter.
That's a brilliant
word. Yeah. When they're just like, la, la, la. Or like, my thing is when like a whole, it's usually tourists. Nothing against tourists.
No.
I'm always tourists in different countries.
Yeah.
But when...
We probably do it when we're away.
Oh,
we definitely do.
No, I don't do this.
Oh.
I'm more self-aware than this.
Oh, okay.
When people... It actually isn't always true. It's anyone who is not self-aware about the streets. Walk in a big line across the road and no one else can get by.
Yeah.
Just like a whole duck, like row of ducklings.
You're trying to speed up to like pass
you
them,
can't
but you can't.
Pass because they're actually, from start to the end, widthways, horizontally on the path, there's a person.
Do you know, I also hate if somebody's walking at the same speed as you. I find that really awkward.
Oh.
Like right beside you walking at the same speed, like go away, slow down or speed up.
I don't think I've had that walk.
No, I hate it.
I have a drive and I hate that.
Yeah, if somebody's driving the exact same speed as you beside you, go away.
Yeah.
Leave me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it when you're walking. I always try and have to speed up and then I'm out of breath 5 minutes later.
And they're still beside you.
Yeah, hell.
No, I've never, I don't think I've had that. Someone walking beside me. That would like, I think they're like stalking me.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
yeah, that's scary.
Well, I feel like this time of year brings out, people really notice that more now. If someone's walking really slowly.
Yeah.
People have shit to do, places to go, like people to see.
Like, do they want me to jump over their heads?
Yeah.
That's the only way I can get across. If yous are all walking, I'm going to have to risk my life and go onto the road.
Onto the road.
To get around.
Jaywalking.
Or else I'll just join them and hold hands.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
Just say, can I join you?
That's not something that's happened recently, but it's definitely this
it's
time of year.
It's a valid rant.
This time of year, yeah.
Mine is a rant, but it's not really like as much about myself right now. It's more for this time of year. Nothing worse than going out to frost on your car.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had that this time of year yet, have you?
Yeah, this is why I can't really rant about it, because I am being a snobby bitch here. And when I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning for Graham to go to work, I go on my app for my car
and
I turn.
See your Christmas nails.
Oh, you like? No, they're on the chill
Saturday. Oh, they're so Christmassy.
So I had to change them. I wake up in the morning and I turn the heating on with the app on my phone.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I walked out to the car this morning.
So cool that your car does that.
And Graham and his dad were doing the water on the car. And I was like, bye. And I just got into my car.
So can you turn your car on now with the app?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But so handy. I just lie there and I turn the heating on for a few minutes. So then when I get into it, there's no frost in the windows.
It's just gone.
So it's not really my rant right now. It used to be my rant. There used to be nothing worse when you'd get in.
And if you're in a rush. And you
think you can get in and just do the wipers and you'll be fine. And you realise you have to go back in and get the kettle or whatever.
But how satisfying is it pouring the kettle on?
So fun, isn't it?
I love it. But apparently it's bad for your car or something. Like windscreen.
I think if you don't put boiling water on it.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
Shit.
No.
That's why I've always done when I was growing up.
Boiling water? No.
Yeah.
Hot water or like
no,
warm
straight
water.
From the kettle. Like.
Ah, no. You'll crack the windscreen.
Christ. Well, it's...
Because it's in cold and hot, it makes it go...
Maybe it's a condense, maybe, like, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Cracks.
I feel mean about old people now walking on the sidewalks in
obviously
a row.
They just tell them all to fuck off and walk
what
past.
What they all want to just be in a row when I'm being really mean?
Say, move! Out of my way! We should all have little bells on us. Ding, ding! Out of the way.
Yeah.
I always get really embarrassed.
I think it's when it's, I think it's anyone in a big group, not even just tourists, it's like anyone who's just travelling with a large group of people around town. Just maybe go in like a formation of like two, three and three.
Just don't shake up the whole path.
Yeah.
No need.
Aw. But then they're probably having a good time. Yeah. I'm like the Grinch.
Yeah, no.
Christmas Grinch. Mm-mm. I'm actually so not a Grinch this year. I didn't like, I just thought a Christmas very, it still is, it's kind of very, there's a big hype around it and everyone gets to like in a,
it's very commercial.
Is that the word?
Yeah, it's very like,
I think people forget like why or what like is actually important at Christmas. I think there's too much build up. It's straight after October comes, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then I always think of people who don't have
a lot
or like don't get a present, like that just makes me really sad. It makes it hard to be happy then.
Yeah.
But I think doing little bits now around Christmas time for other people and stuff is out, like makes me feel like I'm also doing my bit and like I can still be happy about it being Christmas.
Yeah.
But I always did feel like a guilt or something around it. Like,
yeah, it just does. It brings out, it's like this time of year, you think, the first thing you think is that like, oh my God, it's everyone's so happy and so festive and so lovely.
Yeah.
This is the loneliest time of year for some people. Like the loneliest and the saddest and mm-hmm. like some people hate Christmas.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
So.
Because it kind of brings up all them, especially when everyone else is like maybe extra jolly or it just brings up all the bad feelings then.
Yeah.
It's hard to like look at.
I've definitely gotten less materialistic as the years have gone on.
Oh God, same.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Used to not be like that.
You
used to have a list the length of my arm.
No. But when you're a kid, like you don't, you just think like that's all the Christmas, you just think of the gifts.
Yeah.
Toy show, I'd make my list.
That's on this week actually, is it? Sixth,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
Yeah, my tree will be up now. We'll talk more about Christmas in the main episode, though. Forgot this is in the main. It's the bonus, guys. So we're going to go into If I Was You. So we basically get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you in an exact situation. And we can't sit on the fence. We can't give you like maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma and what we would do if we were you. So these are all sent into our email address, homeordrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to send in your rant as well, you can send it there. Or if you want to agree with us or disagree or tell us how you like walking in a line of six people, then you're gonna email us. But this is If I Was You. So my boyfriend and I have been together over 2 years. He's an absolute angel man and I couldn't have asked for better. We both wanted to move abroad since meeting each other. It's the kick we both needed as I don't think I could do it myself. When we first met, I was still in college, so the plan was to finish college, get my degree and start planning the move to Australia. I've now finished college and we're planning on going in the new year. We've had numerous conversations about it as I'm a very anxious person and tend to overthink every small thing. And my biggest concern was that I'm going to hate it because I hate change. I'm going over with the mindset of I know I'll hate it for the first few months to get on with it. And my boyfriend's always reassured me that if I hadn't settled, we'd come straight back home. But recently the conversation's changed from that if I wanted to go home, he wouldn't come with me. And he'd stay out there for good because he'd be landing his dream job. I asked, does that mean we break up? Because then we both want different things. And he said we cross that bridge when we come to it, which obviously has sent my head spiraling. I know I shouldn't be selfish and ask him to move back home when he has his dream job lined up already, but I can't help but feel the pressure that if I don't like living over there, I'd be the reason we break up. Am I just overthinking and expecting the worst when I really could end up loving it, or should I be more concerned with his change of heart? I think neither of you can tell either of your situations until you're there. Like he's saying, well, I wouldn't leave, this is my dream job. Like he doesn't even know if he's going to like
it
there.
Yeah.
He could hate the dream job. He could hate it there. Then on your side, you don't know if you'd hate it. Like it's obviously you hate change, but like, once you adapt to that change, you just need to give it a good chance, I think, mm-hmm. and see. But I think him having the change of heart, like, how can he even know that yet?
Yeah, he can't tell yet.
He's not there. He's not in that boots. I don't think anyone knows
until
he come to a bridge.
Yeah.
And you have, like you said, and you have to cross, like, you don't know how anyone's going to react. Like, you could end up loving it. He could end up hating it. Like, you just don't know. And that's the shit thing, especially if you feel anxious, like, the unknown is the worst and most scary part.
Yeah, sometimes you'd nearly rather know.
I would love that. To be able to know exactly how something's going to pan out, exactly how you're going to feel. But like, it's one of them things where you don't know until you try, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Even your mindset of going over saying that you'll hate it for the first few months, you might not.
Yeah.
So don't put that thought in your head yet of, I know I'm going to hate it.
Yeah.
You genuinely might not. It might be the best thing you've ever done. Like, this could be the best thing for your relationship to go and do it for both of you. Like,
yeah,
this could be the best version of yourselves for each other.
Mm-hmm. And you've wanted it. So she's wanted to move abroad before they even met each other. So like, this is also, think of it as your dream. It's something you've dreamt of for years. It's not just, don't just think of him and his dream job and put pressure being like, oh, I have to love this. Like, think of yourself and be like, I've always dreamt of this. Like, now we're together, I have a kick to go, but like, it's something that I've wanted to. And like, I'm really going to try and make the best of it. Like, I'm not saying to go over and be like, I love this from the get-go, but like, try your best. Give yourself that chance. You owe it to yourself to try and live out the dream that you had before you even met him.
You won't know until you try.
You won't know until you try.
You can't judge anything. Neither of you can judge anything. So I think go over with a very open mindset.
Yeah.
Like, of how it can go.
Yeah. I don't think you're overthinking it. I think you're going to think these things when you have such a big decision to make and going over there. But overthinking and expecting the worst isn't going to help anything.
No.
I know it's not easy to not, that's easier said than done to not do that. But I think try, expect the best. Think of it as something for you as well. Like, if things don't work out with you, then it wasn't meant to be anyway as well. I think any relationship can, if it's meant to be, will stand the test of time and we'll get through different obstacles. So I think cross that bridge when you come to it and think about something for you and just don't try not to overthink it too much. New episodes of Home I Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday and our main episodes are on Wednesday. Thank you so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Penny.
Love you. Don't forget to check out the collection of winter essentials available at your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. I'll talk to you soon, birds.
Talk to you soon, birds.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.